I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A funeral procession carried the coffin of the late North Korean leader Kim Jong-il through Pyongyang today. Troops bowed their heads as the cortege passed along the snow-covered streets of the capital. North Koreans in the crowd mourned, sometimes hysterically. In South Korea, the TV broadcast of the event reached many North Korean defectors. For some of them, the procession brought back memories of the death of the nation's founder, Kim Il-sung. That was in 1994. Jason Strother in Seoul reports that any similarities were completely intentional.
By the time footage of Kim Jong-il's funeral appeared on television here, Lee Hyun-seol was finishing lunch at a restaurant run by North Korean refugees like herself. She's 29, and she left North Korea in 1996 when she was 14 years old. Lee says watching today's funeral procession, she was reminded of when Kim Jong-il's father, Kim Il-sung, suddenly passed away.
I was only 12 at the time, but I remember it being really shocking. When I arrived at school, everyone was crying. I felt if I didn't cry, then people would look at me strangely. So I just pretended. Now I've met other North Korean defectors who say they felt the same way, too, back in 1994. I thought I was the only one who faked crying.
Even though Lee wasn't sure why she was crying then, many North Koreans did know, says Hyun In-ae. She's vice president of a Seoul-based organization made up of former North Korean elites. Hyun says many North Koreans still have great respect for Kim Il-sung, but she says Kim Jong-il is a different story. People blame Kim Jong-il for why North Korea is in such bad shape, she says, and the government knows it. So that's why during this mourning period, they've given out more food and staples and kept markets open. They're treating people a lot better than normal. Hyun and other refugees say the trick now is for Pyongyang to make the country's new leader, Kim Jong-un, seem less like his father and more like his grandfather. Defector Lee Hyun-seol says, based on the images she's seen of Kim Jong-un from today's funeral, that's exactly what the North is trying to do.
I've seen pictures of Kim Jong-un from a few years ago. He was slim then. I think he put on a lot of weight to look more like his grandfather. He even wears the same type of suit and has the same haircut.
Lee says she's not sure if North Koreans will be comforted by that for very long, but she hopes that Kim Jong-un will eventually earn their respect by making the kind of changes that his father and grandfather never did. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.